Glory, hallelujah. Family, friends, today is Tuesday, April the 23rd, 2024, 2 Kings chapter 16. God, you alone. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you for your word this morning, Father God. You indeed are an awesome God. Grace and peace, my brothers and sisters. My name is RJ, and I welcome you to another episode of God is Faithful and Just, with all things being relational. And Father God, we bless you today. We praise your holy name, that name of Jesus, that name that is above all names, the name that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Jesus is Lord. God, we thank you. We thank you that in this moment, we are in awe of your majesty, your majestic power, knowing that we are but dust, but created in your likeness, in your image, knowing that we are your sons, your daughters, your children, Father God. You hear our whispered prayers. Thank you, Father God. We cannot thank you enough. We lay before you, Father God, surrendering all to you that you might have your way in our lives. Give us this day our daily bread. Feed us, Lord Father God. Holy Spirit, let your wisdom come forth, that we may yield to your way, that we may do all that you've created us to do and be, that you might be glorified. We love you today. We love you. Hallelujah. We love you today. Oh, hallelujah. We love you, Lord God. We bless you. We praise you. We give you all honor in the mighty and magnificent name of your Son, Jesus, our Lord. Be glorified today, Father. And family, as always, I thank you. Thank you for this opportunity you've given me each and every day as we read and receive God's word each morning, our daily bread. Thank you for allowing me into that space. We're in 2 Kings chapter 16. The Lord has allowed us to entitle, God, You Alone. Be blessed on today, family. In the 17th year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, Ahaz, the son of Jotham, king of Judah, began to reign. Ahaz was 20 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And he did not do what was right in the eyes of the Lord his God, as his father David had done, but he walked in the way of the kings of Israel. He even burned his son as an offering, according to the despicable practices of the nations whom the Lord drove out before the people of Israel. And he sacrificed and made offerings on the high places and on the hills and under every green tree. Then Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, came up to wage war on Jerusalem, and they besieged Ahaz, but could not conquer him. At that time, Rezin, the king of Syria, recovered Elath for Syria and drove the men of Judah from Elath. And the Edomites came to Elath, where they dwell to this day. So Ahaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, saying, I am your servant and your son. Come up and rescue me from the hand of the king of Syria and from the hand of the king of Israel, who are attacking me. Ahaz also took the silver and gold that was found in the house of the Lord and in the treasures of the king's house, and sent a present to the king of Assyria. And the king of Assyria listened to him. The king of Assyria marched up against Damascus and took it, carrying its people captive to Kir, and he killed Rezin. When King Ahaz went to Damascus to meet Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, he saw the altar that was at Damascus. And King Ahaz sent to Uriah the priest a model of the altar and its pattern, exact in all its details. And Uriah the priest built the altar in accordance with all that King Ahaz had sent from Damascus. So Uriah the priest made it before King Ahaz arrived from Damascus. And when the king came from Damascus, the king viewed the altar. Then the king drew near to the altar and went up on it and burnt his burnt offering and his grain offering, and poured his drink offering and threw the blood of his peace offering on the altar. and the bronze altar that was before the Lord he removed from the front of the house, from the place between his altar and the house of the Lord, and put it on the north side of his altar. And King Ahaz commanded Uriah the priest, saying, On the great altar burn the morning burnt offering, and in the evening grain offering, and the king's burnt offering, and his grain offering, with the burnt offering of all the people of the land, and their grain offering, and their drink offering. And throw on it all the blood of the burnt offering, and all the blood of the sacrifice. But the bronze altar shall be for me to inquire by. Uriah the priest did all this, as King Ahaz commanded. And King Ahaz cut off the frames of the stands and removed the basin from them. And he took down the sea from off the bronze oxen that were under it, and put it on a stone pedestal. And the covered way for the Sabbath that had been built inside the house, and the outer entrance for the king, he caused to go around the house of the Lord because of the king of Syria. Now the rest of the acts of Ahaz that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And Ahaz slept with his fathers and was buried in his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And Hezekiah, his son, reigned in his place. My Lord, my God, thank you for your word this morning, Father God. God, you alone. Family, friends, God is truly awesome. In and of his ways, he is truly awesome. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for who you are. As we read into this chapter, family, we see here that King Ahaz, wow, they even used the word despicable practices. Wow, some of the things that we see that some of these kings do, we know that it is that the influence of the evil one that seeks to destroy what God is doing here on this earth. But thank God, my brothers and sisters, that we know the end of the story. What's the key principles that we see here in this particular chapter? There's four of them that we were able to extract. One, disobedience leads to consequences. Ahaz did not do what was right in the sight of the Lord. His disobedience had serious consequences for both him and the nation. A lot of what we're seeing going on here today. It's a reminder, family, that our actions have repercussions, and following God's ways is crucial. Number two, avoid drifting away from God. Ahaz drifted away from God by embracing the practices of the kings of Israel. We should remain steadfast in our faith and devotion to God, even when faced with external pressures or temptations. Number three, avoid compromising our faith. Ahaz compromised his faith by participating in idol worship and even sacrificing his own son to a pagan god. We know, again, family, this is nothing but the influence of the evil one, the devil, our adversary. This serves as a warning against compromising our beliefs for worldly gain or convenience. A lot of what's going on, again, family, around the world, be careful of social media and all the things, the news, the wars and the rumors of wars, all the things that's going on, family. We know that they are voices that are being heard in our mind to influence us to walk in the way of the evil one and not in the way of the Lord. The fourth and final principle that we extracted, seeking help from the wrong sources. When attacked by the kings of Syria and Israel, Ahaz sought help from Assyria instead of relying on God. Sometimes we turn to human solutions instead of trusting in God's providence. Father God, forgive us. Forgive us when we lack and when we fall short, and when we believe that circumstances and situations are greater than you, and that there are people and things that can provide us with help, knowing that you alone are God, and that you are the one that is the source of our faith and the absolute rule of our conduct, the one that we should turn to in every circumstance, in every situation. Forgive us, Father God. We love you. We bless you today. We honor you in all our ways, in all our thoughts. We honor you, Father God. Today, we revere and honor you. You are our God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You, Father God, existed before time and created everything that exists. And we thank you that you have created us in your image and your likeness. You've sent your Son to die on the cross for our sins, for the despicable acts that we have done. You, Lord Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the person of Jesus, your Son, have taken our sins upon your back. And because of your righteousness, Lord Father God, because of your purity, because of your innocence, the grave cannot hold you. And you have imputed your righteousness unto us. And for that, Lord Father God, we are forever grateful. We are thankful. We are your sons, we are your daughters, we are your children. And we look forward to that day when you look down upon us and you say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." We love you today, Father God. We glorify you. We give you all honor. We give you all praise. In the mighty and magnificent name of your Son, Jesus, our Lord, be glorified today, Father. Family, be blessed. Be encouraged. Know that no matter what is going on around you, God is your provider. Lean into Him. Yield to the Holy Spirit. Be and do all God has created you to be and do. And those of you, my friends, soon to be family, call upon the name of Jesus as Lord. Do not miss this opportunity to do and be all that God has created you for. We love you. Grace and peace be upon you. And we look forward to being with you here again on tomorrow. And in the meantime, family, be a blessing to those around you. Glory, hallelujah.